Good morning, everyone. My name is Steve Bueno, Area Co-Chair for the New York City area. Thank you for joining us this morning for August Spiritual Outreach Call. We are grateful to have Reverend Joseph Cavoto, a magistral chaplain from our New York City area, who will be speaking to us about the lifetime commitment we make as Knights and Dames of the Order of Malta. Father Joseph Cavoto, OSM, is a member of the Province of Our Lady of Guadalupe at the Church of St. Francis in New York City. He is a magistral chaplain to the Order of Malta, a spiritual director, and a licensed clinical social worker. For over 25 years, Father Joe has worked with clergy and religious as a formator, therapist, and spiritual director. He has accompanied the Lord's Pilgrimage for many years and serves as a chaplain to the sub-priory of Our Lady of Lourdes. Additionally, he serves his province as the delegate for safeguarding and is a member of the International Safeguarding Commission for the Order of Friars Minor. As Father Joe says in his own words, I am a grateful companion to sisters and brothers in particular moments in their life journey. I consider it a sacred trust to listen to their stories, which are for me echoes of the gospel we try to live each day. End of quote. The New York City area is very fortunate to work closely with Father Joe. Annually, he hosts our area's Our Lady of Lourdes Feast Day celebration at St. Francis. We also work closely with Father Joe and the St. Francis Breadline each fall to bring a flu vaccination clinic to the Breadline guests. Good morning, Father Cavoto.
Good morning. So why don't we begin with a prayer? O God, who gave one origin to all peoples and willed to gather them from one family for yourself, fill all hearts, we pray, with the fire of your love, and kindle in them a desire for the just advancement of their neighbor, that through the good things with which you richly bestow upon all, each human person may be brought to perfection, every division may be removed, and equity and justice be established in human society. We make this prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. You know, as we begin this talk this morning, New York City is really a bit sober in that we're trying to recover from a shooting last evening in the workplace. And so let us pray for those who have fallen because of this senseless tragedy. Let us pray that peace may prevail and that God be merciful to all. Last week, we celebrated the feasts of St. Joachim and Anne, the grandparents of Jesus. I sometimes borrow the unique way of thinking about the Gospels from the Jesuits, for they encourage us to imagine the historical context of the story, to imagine what's going on. Have you ever done something similar when you look at a photo or talk to a grandchild about a drawing they've so proudly handed to you? Don't you ask, well, who's in the picture? Tell me what's happening. You can learn a great deal simply trying to understand what is in the background. Recently, I overheard some folks in their year of preparation. They were about to purchase the cape or the choir robe of the order. They reminded me of how our own novices, when they are about to be invested in the brown tunic and cord emblematic of Franciscans. As I listened to our people in the year of formation, I wondered to myself why anyone wants to put on these peculiar garments begs understanding. There must be a story. Well, we friars like to think that there's a story to accompany every friar. And we are fond to say of one another, well, there's one in every family, and we seem to have them all. And as you continue in the Order of Malta, you'll see how that fits this description. And you'll realize how special our bond is. And please God, soon appreciate the unique gift that we are to each other. You know, as we consider how it is that we arrive in this wonderful religious family known and lived as the Order of Malta, please God help us appreciate that we have been drawn to the order. For we're not simply just a bunch of good Catholics doing good deeds. We're different from other service groups in our town. We are not, like some folks like to think, of Episcopalians, the country club at prayer. We didn't just want to join Malta. We were invited to be part of it. There was something about us that was recognized. This is a vocation. Each of us has a vocation. Now, almost 40 plus years ago, it was Anwar Sadat who addressed the graduates of Fairfield University. And he reminded those graduates that everyone has a vocation. Everyone is called to do something. We don't consciously seek this vocation, but we know it comes deep within our hearts. It's a gift that we have been given. Many people join the Order of Malta in the context of an already full family life. You know far better than I what it means to live a spousal life, to be vowed to another in good times and bad, in sickness and health, a promise that lasts until the end of our lives. But even in this sacred commitment, God gives a calling within our already fulfilling lives. And we come to a point where we realize that we want to share the sacrament of marriage in loving service to the whole church. After living well within our own families, we find a way to spread love and care of our families with the broader family of the church. We chaplains soon realize that the invitation to serve the Order of Malta is really an invitation to deeper sacrifice. I remind chaplains that our service to the Order of Malta is not a reward or a title or even a designation. Service to the Order of Malta is a deeper insertion into our selfless lives as priests. We priests are privileged to accompany, not to lead. It is uniquely ours to walk with, to offer support to knights and dames. We are ordained to always walk with the sick and the poor, with them in the lead, and together we all follow Jesus. Together we listen and learn how to go beyond ourselves. Knights and dames with our beloved Milads, all of us sisters and brothers united. Jesus, whose message brings us together. We do this as often as we read, listen, and recognize the gospel in action around us, sometimes without even realizing it. The gospel is at the heart of what we strive to be. Consider the Malta Cross. The gospel is the connecting point. And from this merging point, it proceeds in eight directions, each representing a key part of Jesus' great sermon, the Beatitudes. Each direction joined to Jesus, who stretches himself on the cross in the act of selfless love. Now we too have been drawn to this merciful love. Whenever you look at Jesus crucified, keep in mind that Jesus looks at you. As often as you stretch to put on the garment of the order, remind yourself of Jesus' selfless act of love. Jesus' act of selfless love. For Jesus takes you to the cross and raises you in the act of his glorious resurrection. St. Paul reminds us that if anyone is in Christ, that person is a new creation. And so we learn from the gospel every day. The Holy Word is like a mirror reflecting us and reflecting our daily lives. The gospel is in our hearts, even though you may say, oh, I don't read it every day. Oh, but however you do. For where can you turn every day and not recognize narratives from the gospel? Jesus enters life. We hear every day a word of peace, even though the darker forces would prefer the world to hear war, violence, or abuse. Jesus brings light and hope. Where do we not see blindness that is soon fixed as we help those in need? We open eyes as we help each other. We give, giving someone time to tell their story. In this, the mute speak, the deaf hear. And mostly, the good news, the gospel is alive. The world may not need the Order of Malta any more than it needs the Jesuits, the Franciscans, or any other order. But the world needs people who follow Jesus. The world needs women and men who believe in Jesus. The world needs people who know the secret of the kingdom of God. The world needs women and men who truly believe that this is the path I want to live as my life. I want to live convinced that Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. Every day we cannot help but be assaulted by stories and images of life that is not valued. We have been reading daily in the newspaper of the assaults on Gaza, of the endless war in the Ukraine. And even this morning, we awaken to this tragic story of the policemen and innocent people at work taken down. But this is not the last word. Jesus tells us, it cannot be that way with us. If we want to be great, we need to be childlike, humble, dependent, even at times to carry the other. If we live this way, we will be Jesus' disciples. He reminds us, by your love for one another, we are known as his own. These are not just empty words or even aspirations. They are expressions of our faith. In a very conspicuous manner, we carry the sick with us in Lourdes. Is this not an example to ourselves, perhaps in the quiet moments as we do this, of giving ourselves the opportunity to truly embrace discipleship? You know, the world may not need the Order of Malta, but we are convinced of its importance. We realize that we cannot do everything on our own. But when we are united with others, especially those who are just as passionate about the gospel as we are, we come to recognize the significance of accepting this vocation to the Order of Malta. We feel the Holy Spirit calling us, just as it did for Blessed Gerard and his companions, who took care of the sick and the poor in the past. Now that same Holy Spirit is inside the knights and dames. We recognize this stirring of the gospel, that Blessed Gerard and his companions safeguarding the sick and the poor of their time. Now that same Holy Spirit stirs within knights and dames, safeguarding in countless ways the sick and the poor of our time, safeguarding the church in our acts of faith and devotion. This is the backstory of why we go to Lourdes. And we do this not for some recognition. We do this simply to remind ourselves of our own dependence on God. We do this perhaps asking for the grace to accept one day the inevitable limitation that will come to us. Because we are invited to consider a calling to the Order of Malta, our friends have recognized where God in mercy has led us. And we, in response and in sacrifice, are drawn by God's merciful love. We are in this together, and together we find our way. Recently, Pope Leo has made known his hope that our church be a missional church. As sisters and brothers, we come together as a church of missionary disciples, always learning from Jesus, always trying to live the way of the gospel as we recognize the greatness of God. Daily we pray and daily we try to live, learning ever from the Holy Gospel, a spirit of deep and generous Christian devotion. It follows that we are lifelong learners, with Jesus always the teacher, always in the lead. We know Jesus, the healer, the restorer of our souls. And so we follow the sick and the poor as our masters. We, their unworthy servants, simply doing what needs to be done. You know our hunger and thirst for the next right thing. We know the pursuit of justice and truth. We tirelessly profess Jesus, who alone can satisfy our hunger and thirst. Jesus, who feeds us so that we in turn can feed the world in countless ways, in selfless acts of communion made holy. Sisters and brothers, this is the true intersection of the cross given to us at investiture, the true intersection of our life with Christ's life, never for our sake alone, always for the sake of the world. God forbid I glory except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. That, my friends, is the backstory, one without end, the only story worth telling until that story becomes our future glory. Let us pray. O God, who sent your Spirit into the world as the true light, pour out, we pray, the Spirit he promised to sow seeds of truth constantly in people's hearts, to awaken in them obedience to the faith, so that being born to new life through baptism, all may become part of your one people. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives, who reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Truly, may the Lord give you peace.
Thank you, Father Cavoto, for your time and talent in contributing to this program and for all you do for our members and for the association. The recording will be posted to the website within the next several days. Our next call is Wednesday, September 3rd at 11 a.m. Eastern. Reverend Daniel Tuitt will be speaking to us about why we venerate relics. Please plan to join us. Thank you and have a blessed day.